And welcome to another piping hot bowl full of jambalaya. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
And we're going to keep it loose for you guys today. We're going to start off with our customary spoonful of news and then the topic that we're going to be grappling with today.
It's very serious.
It's incredibly serious. I mean, I think most people, by most people, I mean all people, have struggled with this question on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I mean, I will even say that many a bar fight has been started because of this question.
Frequently, many people ask this question. They go, what am I doing? What is this?
There have been many a friendships lost, many a bullet fired from a gun, and just, you know, many girlfriends.
Many a baby boiled.
Many a baby boiled. Mm. Stepping on the gas there, man. Real early in the show. All right.
There's a big element of surprise.
I don't even know what I was going to say after that.
Oh, you joker.
That hit the nail on the head. We're talking about what counts as sports. Like, what is the difference between a game and sports? And to be honest, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be just as lost at the end of this show as I am right now when we talk about it.
I say the fun way to start this is just to name an activity and say sport or game.
You know what?
And then debate that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, okay.
Tic-tac-toe.
No, you continue with what you were going to say.
All right. But before we get into the heavy topic that we have in store today, I would like to go ahead and give the folks their spoonful of news. Also going to be light. The Joker trailer for the new movie that's doing the
October 4th.
Apparently a bunch of people have already seen it, and the review, they're just, people are going crazy over this movie. Just like, it is the best depiction of the Joker that we had ever seen. With like, when people say that, they always like have in parentheses like, with respect to
Killing Joke,
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, with Heath Ledger. Oh. Yeah, they always like end it with that. But most of the reviews have been good, and I cannot wait to see this movie. It looks super, I don't know, it looks like Taxi Driver, but, you know, with the Joker.
In this movie, Joaquin Phoenix shits all over Heath Ledger's performance of the Joker.
That's basically what they're saying.
He does the pencil trick twice and better.
But, you know, with all respect to Heath Ledger.
I think it's a Joaquin Phoenix.
Heath, if you're listening, Joaquin, we love you. I don't know. I don't know Heath Ledger. Yeah. You could give a shit if he knew I was listening.
Whoa. I used to know him.
really?
Before the, you know what? No, we're going to stop this right now. Okay. We're going to stop that train right now. R.I.P. Heath Ledger, you
had the second best depiction of Heath Ledger.
I love
what?
I love 10 Things I Hate About You.
What does that mean?
That's one of my favorite movies.
No, he definitely had the first best depiction of Heath Ledger, but yeah, the second best depiction of the Joker.
Yeah, I do like that scene in 10 Things I Hate About You where he poisons everybody with laughing gas.
Oh yeah,
they can't stop smiling.
I do love 10 Things I Hate About You though.
It is honestly a great movie.
Little David Krumholtz. My favorite.
Oh, fuck. He was in that.
You know, I'm thinking of getting a Tercel. It's like how he hits on the woman. He is the he's the fellow that looks like Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he does look like Oscar Isaac. Also, Matt, I'm
sure that wasn't
constantly,
Oscar Isaac?
Just constantly impressed by your ability to pull the identities of these people from the movies. Like, they're real. To hold that information in your brain and just be like, oh, someone's names out a movie, and then you'll immediately just be like, oh, he's in that.
That's who that is. That's famous 1980s actor Martin Mull.
Yes.
I compliment you on that snap, because that was beautiful sounding.
That was a great snap. It was a great snap.
And B, Matt, I think you're just making up these names.
I might be.
All right, so this will be the last.
Oh, that was Engelbert Humperdinck.
Last point I make on the spoonful of news concerning the new movie, The Joker. I'm very excited about. Gonna go see it. But Matt, what was the name of the guy who did that really offensive impersonation of a Chinese person in that in that Breakfast at Tiffany's?
His name is Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
And his depiction of Iwai Yunioshi is one of the most racist things ever in the history of film.
Even though I don't remember his name, like, I can see his face, like, in that movie so clearly in my
mind.
Yeah,
it's like, it's awful. Harry go right read. It is so terrible.
Please stop.
I think
I'm doing an impression of Mick.
Yeah, I know. And it's still just, like, disturbing and off-putting.
It's the South Park, no, Team America, the Kim Jong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that voice is just the Andy Rooney voice. Hello.
Andy Rooney. My favorite thing that I ever heard. Okay, so Iwai Yunioshi, a Japanese character. Mickey Rooney said this. He said, "I don't understand what the big deal is. I have Chinese people come up to me all the time and say how good of a depiction I did." And I'm just like, well, Chinese people hate Japanese people. Of course they would think a racist thing is hilarious. You're like, oh yeah, that whole Rape of Nanking thing. Yeah, you did a great depiction of Japanese people. Thanks, Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney's like, and they want to talk to me about stuff too afterwards, about the Japanese. And I'm like, I don't know, but thanks for the compliment. All right. You all look the same to me.
Cody.
Yes.
Billiards, aka pool, sport or game?
Game.
Why?
Because there's not enough athleticism to be involved for it to be a sport.
All right, I feel like that's going to be a common theme running throughout this entire conversation. Like, it's always going to come back to athleticism. Like, that's always going to be
let's break that down real quick. Because I think, okay, the idea of a sport is that, okay, number one, it's a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's maybe even not a thing, because hunting is a sport, I guess.
Yeah, it's considered within that category. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to derail you, but there's competition. Derailing is continue. I'm sorry, I have to rail you.
Buy Brazzers. Me a drink first. Buy me a couple.
What do you got in your refrigerator?
Oh man, I only have roofies in there.
Jesus.
Oh no. By the way, I drank something in your refrigerator if I pass out.
Is this Brock Turner's house? No. Okay, sorry. Terrible.
But
that's CeeLo Green's house.
That means he's gonna show up late by like an hour, because CeeLo Green shows up late for all the shows.
Also, we can edit that Brock Turner bit out, right? No. Anyway, continue your point, Cody.
We can edit that out, but we can't edit that part out where you asked to edit it
out. So then the joke sounds worse, because everybody's like, what'd you say about Brock Turner? You go, I love that guy.
Finish your point, Cody.
This podcast is going to be a 5-minute long podcast at the end.
But the thing about competition is there's kind of two subcategories to it. Does it matter if you can directly affect somebody else in this sport, or is it just a competition in terms of time? Because I'm thinking of like racing or rock climbing, to where there's not two people rock climbing. There's not two people on a wall, and you're like trying to kick the other person off the wall.
I was gonna say, I think you could definitely interfere with someone climbing a rock.
Yeah, I feel like
if you wanted to,
if there was somebody that was trying to do that, he would probably look like what's that guy's name? Timothy Dalton. There we go. I don't know why Timothy Dalton always gives me that like sort of vibe of like I would kick somebody off a mountain.
James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond. Okay. 80s James Bond. Yeah,
he was really good too.
I like his movies. Man.
He's still good. He was what is it? It's not Shaun of the Dead.
Oh yeah, Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz. Yeah, he's good in Hot Fuzz. But yeah, that's what I'd say about. One of the categories of competition.
We're railing each other left and right.
With segues.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I mean that is breaking down competition in that way is also interesting. I think because do you define a sport by athleticism? Like, is athleticism involved in any way, or is it Or is it just, are we just like fucking just broad strokes in this bitch?
You know,
like,
what?
Just like any form of skill. That's a sport.
At a time, there was a time when I would define sports like there had to be some element of athleticism in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? No, I think I'm going to stick with that. There has to be some element of athleticism in for it to be considered a sport. Yeah, like there has to be some athleticism involved in this.
I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, just maybe.
But how are we defining athleticism?
Maybe just to get the ball rolling on it. Yeah, we can say that. Well, I mean, I think if we drop it down to skill, maybe like that is definitely something that has to be involved.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's,
I agree.
That's an absolute.
Because I was thinking, it's like if you go with on that, if you call that a spectrum, then maybe you would put it on the like luck to scale.
Because
that's actually how they define gambling versus a competition, is like if it's 50-50 that you're going to win, or is there actually like degree that you could use skill to win? And if there's a degree of skill and it's not just 50-50, then it's a game. And I just listened to
like it. Poker or something.
Yeah.
Which would rely a little bit on luck, but a skilled player could use bluffing or you know, just smart hand moves, you know. But I mean, like a good dude, like
I'm just thinking inserting some athleticism into poker somehow. I think like close-up magic is part of the way that you play poker. Yeah. You see this ace? Well, it's one of my cards.
But no, I mean, like, you know, you say like that's the idea. You're sort of going in with like maybe you have. A lot of people play Texas Hold'em in the like sort of competitions. So you see those sort of situations where people are waiting on a flop to figure out what they're gonna do, and maybe it is a little luck. It probably absolutely is, but I think that there has to be some skill involved, or just anybody could do it.
Now that I think about it, okay, I think I would differentiate what we're talking about into two categories. So instead of having sports and games, it would be, is something a sport versus is something just, you know, a competition? Like if you do something like with the example of a billiards or pool, I don't think of that as a sport, but you can definitely compete at it against like with other people. Like for me, sports have to involve some level of a high level of athleticism, but you can compete at anything. Like no matter what, even if it's a game, you can compete at anything. Like it can be billiards, it can be horseback riding, even though some people claim horseback riding is a sport because they have to use their legs for an extended period of time.
So
I don't know what that's
about.
It's a sport
for the horses.
Yeah. It's a sport for the horses. What else? There's one more. Esports, I guess, now too, where it's just like,
yeah.
I don't consider esports sports, but you can definitely have competitions where people play games and like, and that's it.
I think like, and I didn't think of it as putting it in that frame, because that makes sense. Because I think if you say something's not a sport, it's just a game, then it sounds you're saying like it's not as serious as a sport. But if you just say, no, they're just different, but they're both competitions, so there's stakes in both. Because it's like you care what happens in a competition because you can have stuff riding on it. But if it's a game, it implies there's like lower stakes.
Ooh, maybe we can say it like this. All sports require competition, but not all competitions require a sport.
Hunting is a sport.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. We haven't agreed on that. It is a sport.
Yeah. I don't know if that really requires athleticism, though.
Hunting?
Yeah.
I would definitely say that requires athleticism. I mean, if you're doing it like the...
I think a big old fat guy can do it. Absolutely.
Okay, but if we're going by that, then you would have to, like, dismiss baseball as
or
a sport,
golf.
Too. Like, look at... No. Or football.
But
have
the
you seen those guys? Like, when Sports Illustrated did the... it was basically a body positivity issue. And they were showing, like, the bodies of athletes
uh-huh.
With the intent of just saying, like, or with the intent of telling the reader, hey,
you'll never be as good as these people.
Well, that.
But pull your penis out.
Well, that. But also just trying to show people that, hey, if you're a pro athlete, being a pro athlete doesn't mean you have, like, rippling abs and you're 6 feet tall and any of that other, like, aesthetic shit.
Yeah.
Being a pro athlete just means that you can play your sport really well and your body is going to reflect what you've been training for. So in the case of the baseball player they use, I mean, he looked like just like a normal ass dude, like a pot belly with huge arms and some legs.
I mean, who was it?
Like, I don't remember his name.
Okay.
Papers.
Yeah, he looked real normal.
I mean,
but he was a pro athlete and he was able to do his job. Like, he had a very, I guess the term they used was a sports specific body.
That also makes me think of the triathlon in the Olympics. Or is it called triathlon? It's the one where you ski, shoot, and then, like, you get up and ski some
That's
more.
The biathlon. Or
I don't know what that's called.
But, yeah. Because it's a... Then it's skill. Like, if there's not a lot of athleticism and they're doing something very specific, it's the skill part of it. Which would also be, to me, related to video games, to where it's, like, there's not really, like, you could say, okay, you do have to do a lot of fast twitch movements, but it's just like you're moving your thumbs and your fingers. So in terms of, like, physical conditioning required to do that, I don't know if there's a lot, but then the more, like, high level ability comes in just reaction time and then the way your brain will work when you're doing it.
I was going to say, that's also a variable that we should consider too when talking about this, just the amount of work someone is willing to put into a certain, like, anything. So, Matt asked me the question earlier, if would I consider ninja, well, you didn't say ninja, I'm just using that, like, as an example to compare to, so people listening can get the distinction. Do you think someone like ninja is like the same level of a
professional
Fortnite.
Professional Fortnite player.
Yeah, ninja. Professional Fortnite player. Do you think he's as much a professional athlete as LeBron James or something like that? Yeah. And I answered yes, because I mean, when we look at LeBron James, like, obviously he's just like an incredible just athlete. Like, he can do incredible things with his body. And then when you look at Ninja, obviously that's not the case. But if we're just, like, looking at it from solely, like, the physical realms.
He can do amazing things with his hands.
I was going to say, like, we're looking at it solely from the physical realm and defining, like, sportsmen and sportsmen like that. Then, yeah, LeBron James obviously wins. But at the same time, you can't say that Ninja hasn't put in, like, countless hours of work, like, getting better or just playing and honing his skills at Fortnite. And on that, from that regard, you can say that LeBron James has done, him and LeBron James, like, basically do the same, have, like, put in the same level of work. In fact, I would say that Ninja has probably put in more work hours in Fortnite than LeBron James has probably put in work hours in basketball. I only say that because, I mean, I only say that because, I mean, the human body has, like, limitations, and the more, like, you rely on it, the more the limitations are going to be. Yeah, Ninja, like, he relies on, like, his hand movements and hand-eye coordination and shit like that. But I would say that he could keep that up longer than LeBron James can practice anything related to basketball.
So you don't mean lifetime, you mean duration of practice.
Just the amount of work you put into it.
Like, all of the work?
Yeah, all of the work. All of the work that you put into getting better at this one thing.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron James is, like, working on his body all the time.
Is he?
Yes. I'm serious. Like, he's not, like, there are a lot of people in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Who just rely on their physical gifts. But LeBron James is not one of them.
All right.
He is like on strict diets. He I think he'll drink like wine every now and then. But aside from that, I don't think he really has any vices.
Is
he works out constantly.
Is that like the Rocks thing where he's like, and I eat 12 pizzas every day at lunch. So I have calories to burn.
I think LeBron James has a personal chef that feeds him like very, very healthy meals.
Man, that's an entire separate category, but then Ninja and LeBron share the same thing, probably. Chefs that feed them. But yeah, it's real easy to be healthy when you have somebody fucking feeding you in your own house.
All right, so according to this Google search that I just did, pull that up, Jamie. No. According to this Google search I just did, according to Ninja, he has streamed over 3,800 hours of Fortnite, like, within a year.
Okay.
Do you think, like, how much time do you think LeBron James puts into basketball in a year?
In a year?
Do you think that his body is capable of playing basketball for 3,800 hours, for 3,800 hours
but it's
in
not,
a year?
It's not one-to-one, because, you know, it's like just by the amount of calories you burn playing basketball versus playing a game. Like, there's people in South Korean internet cafes that died because they were playing StarCraft 2 for 2 days straight.
That's true. I don't deny it.
But that's probably because they weren't eating or drinking anything. But, I mean, that's the thing, is it's not exactly one-to-one in terms of the amount of, like...
Okay. Sorry. No. Takes. Just quick math here. Quick maths.
All right.
If we assume that LeBron James plays 35 minutes a game in an 82-game season... That right there is 2,870 minutes.
All right.
2,870 minutes. And that's just game time.
All right.
That's not taking into account practices or anything, which would probably at least double that. Probably triple.
Convert those minutes to hours.
And oh, right. See what happens. You're right. Okay. You're right. You're right.
Well, there's also the actual, like, I don't know if he lifts weights, whatever the physical exercise he does out of it. Because in terms of, like, body preparation, there's, and it's the same point I made earlier, but there's a difference in terms of conditioning to play video games versus playing a major sport.
Well, yeah. But, okay, so tailing off of what Matt just said, where he was going by, like, the amount of minutes that LeBron James, like, played in games, like, that's obviously a good point. And then... with the little factoid that we just pulled up by Ninja, he said those are all the hours that he spent just streaming. Both, like, the point that Matt made was just like, that's not counting all the hours that he puts in, like, outside of streaming, just right. to be good at the yeah. game and make a living off this game. The same way the point he made about LeBron James, which is, you know, or the point you made about LeBron James saying that, like, that's not the amount, the minutes that he played in the game are probably, like, small, at the very least equivalent, but probably smaller than the amount of hours that he puts into, like, you know, preparation before the game and after the game. The amount of work he puts in outside the game.
It's a weird thing about video games in this, and actually you could put that into, like, recreational stuff. It's like, do golfers, when they're not at a golf tournament, do they just go like, I'm just gonna go play some golf for fun? Or is like somebody who's played a basketball game every day is like, and then we're just gonna go have a fun game of basketball? It's yeah. like, you mean practice? They're like, no, we're just gonna go play some basketball. Like, it's just like games is 10 times that, because it's like, I'm gonna go play a video game for fun. No, I gotta go to work.
And then also, man, like, you know what? I'm definitely, like, doubling down on, I think Ninja puts in more hours of work than LeBron James. Once again,
I really doubt that, man.
Once
okay,
again,
I will say, okay, it was around like 50 hours of game time.
All right.
But there's, I know that he's like probably like practicing. He probably works out every day.
Mm-hmm. LeBron James or Ninja?
LeBron James. Probably
Ninja
works
look
out.
Like, he works out ever.
Every day. And then practices. And then I think probably, like, throughout the year, he's probably working out every day.
Yeah, I would buy that too. But at the same time, like, I'm going back to my point where it was just like, there is more of a physical toll on the work that LeBron James, more of a physical toll on his body, considering the work that he has to do, than there is on Ninja's body.
That's fair. That's fair.
And so I think Ninja would be able to just, like, put in more work than LeBron James because it's not taking as much of a toll on him.
That's fair. That's fair. When you first said it, I thought you meant in, like, the whole of the idea.
Oh, okay.
And within a year, you're probably right. If we're going just off of a year, you might be right. But I think as far as like
Matt,
the whole idea...
Get wrecked.
Of like...
Get wrecked,
all
man.
All the time that LeBron James has spent like...
Checkmate.
Like doing basketball stuff probably hugely outweighs what Ninja has done in Fortnite. Just because Fortnite hasn't even been around that long.
That is true.
Which, side note, makes me wonder if they're going to find some esports injuries that are common after you've played for, like, 15 years.
Advanced carpal tunnel.
Right? At some point, your wrist is turned inward. You're like, I can't grip things. I hit the keys too many times.
Start getting bone spurs on your forearms because, like, you just spend hours with them rested on a desk.
Yeah.
I mean, those sort of things, like with the esports, they are interesting because as you get older, you're not as good at them.
Yeah, you made this point, like, earlier, saying that esports, people who participate in esports have a shelf life just like people who participate in, I guess, I don't want to say real sports, but like more physically strenuous sports.
But like, I mean real sports, like that take place in the real world and not the electronic world.
So literally real sports.
Virtual sports.
I mean, they put the E on there. It's not like they don't know. You know, it's like esports.
Also, as somebody who plays video games, all of that is just bullshit money things that like companies did. Cause
that is
like,
true.
We
it's just like nice marketing. Yeah. But anyway, back to your point about the shelf lives of like these sportsmen. I had trouble believing that at first, just thinking that hey, some kid, some 18-year-old kid at his desk playing Fortnite, getting paid. I don't know, about $50,000 a year or something because he competes on a Fortnite team or something like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, like, that kid, he could probably realistically just play that game for, I don't know, until he's, like, 70 years old or some shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he could play it.
I mean, competitively.
I don't think he could do that.
He had some thick-ass glasses in the end.
I think, well, see... And I'm looking it up right now, but I remember when I was younger, when I was first coming up and paid attention to games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was this the most famous esport gamer, or they didn't even call it esports then, but his name was Fatality.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all remember him at all?
Yeah,
I do not
he was
remember
Quake.
This guy.
Yeah. And I mean that man doesn't play anymore. But I'm trying to look up if it was because he just sort of
he's comfortably living off of his hundreds of dollars from competing.
I mean I'm sure he is, but I just
he made $1 million and got his first girlfriend. That is mean. I play video games too.
Wow. All right.
But
Cody just like I'm on your side. I'm one of you. I can say this stuff. It's fine. It's fine.
No, I can't, it's still kind of ridiculous but I mean, you're doing it for a job. It just turns into like work if you do the play it for 8 hours so you can compete on a team, which for me is the other part. It's like, maybe it's the same for every sport, but do you like playing video games anymore?
Oh,
is that like the only game you play?
Man, that's a good question. Like, I would just say you know, probably, like, when you start doing it for your job, I mean...
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, I would say this, that when I played World of Warcraft very, very heavily, probably, like...
You were the happiest you've ever been.
10 years ago. 10 years ago.
You could do it again for another 10 years.
Well, I'd say I played that game every day and all day. All day, every day.
Damn.
Probably like 8 hours a day. And I didn't really ever get bored of it. So, I mean, there is that.
Yeah.
I obviously wasn't doing it for a job, but it did take up all of my leisure time. And it was enough time to consider it a work day. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're sitting around the pot and then cooking things for 8 hours. I guess maybe not. But there's so many. It probably varies from person to person, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But at the same time, like, even if you do get tired of it, you've got to have that moment of just, like, clarity where you're just like, I'm getting... Well, if you're Ninja, I'm getting paid $500,000 a month to play Fortnite for 12 hours a day.
Oh,
or maybe 24 hours a day. I don't know. I'm going to go with 12.
Okay, so I kind of misunderstood, like, where that was going. I thought you guys were, like, talking about, like, if that has ruined the like games for them, like what they
I'm gonna
do
say
they
no,
do
that's a part of it
like
too.
Leisure
I mean,
time.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
That's a part of it too.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I guess I just made like a completely a side point, like a
like,
separate point.
Like, would you like yeah? What? Okay, I got you. Like, what would it be like if you were just like, I hate this game? Would you just retire?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you would realize I'm getting paid $500,000 a month to play this game that I hate.
Things
could be a whole lot worse.
Like, and I've tried to connect this because I had 2 thoughts at once. So I think another dimension of sport, and like I don't even know if you'd say this is required for a sport. Does there need to be like a spectator component to it?
I think that entertainment definitely plays a part in it. I think so.
100% agree with that.
It's just a game.
Otherwise, how can we make money off of it?
Okay, well then. Then by that, esports would qualify. I mean, that's why it's called esports.
Yeah, that's
why
it's called esports, because they can make money off of it.
And I forgot my other point.
yeah, I mean, it's sort of a...
keep going.
It's a strange situation, because you obviously wouldn't really say that it takes athletic ability to play video games.
I don't know about you, man, but
yeah, I agree.
Doing squats really helped me kick the shit out of some people on Marvel vs. Capcom.
I mean, and okay, maybe I should put it this way: having no athletic ability would not keep you from
being an e-athlete.
I'm trying to think of this point because my first point, having no athletic ability doesn't stop you from playing basketball. You just would suck at it.
Stops you from playing basketball professionally.
It stops you from playing basketball professionally. Certainly, certainly.
You'd show up and be like, "I'm on the team." They'd be like, "No, again,
no.
You're not on the team."
But you or a person sucking at a sport doesn't mean that it's not a sport.
Yeah. But I mean, I think like, I guess what I was more getting at is like, I could get on my computer right now and play a quote unquote e-sport, and maybe not. Maybe I wouldn't be competitive. See, I would be competitive. I feel like.
See, you're an athlete. You're an e-athlete.
I'm an e-athlete.
You're an e-athlete.
I mean. I would probably get stomped out.
Yeah.
But.
Who cares, man? The Cleveland Browns, all the people on that team still making money, even
it's
though they get
game.
Stomped out.
It matters. is fantasy football, baseball?
Can we not go down that road?
A game or a sport?
Let's not go down that road. I mean, it's a game. But let's stop that right now.
Well,
let's not
by our
that
definition,
into
it is a game because there's no spectator in a fantasy league.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But on the speaking about the, I guess the issue of spectatorship, being a part of like what makes a sport. I mean, like depending on how niche you want to get it, like you could, there's probably people willing to watch anything. I mean, because like with chess, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people willing to watch chess.
That's fair.
But it's not athletic.
It's not athletic.
What are you talking about? Most of the great chess athletes I know, like Bobby Fischer and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, have to do at least 1,000 curls in order to, you know,
have I the hear,
mental I think that's acuity. Just Bobby Fischer's OCD.
I hear that The Rock goes through 5 sets of chess pieces every day because he keeps accidentally crushing them when he picks them up.
Also, I cannot confirm or deny that Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays chess.
How big are Dwayne The Rock Johnson's hands?
Big enough to crush a queen.
Oh, yeah. He probably plays chess today.
I hate you.
It's just tough to let that one linger. Okay. What were you going to say?
No, you can go ahead.
No, I was going to do a transition.
Oh, okay.
But if you had a thought that was still on topic,
continue with your transition.
I think, okay, so we'd say, if we're agreeing these are the categories, it's athleticism, spectators, skill versus luck. So, in that spirit, let's name sports. Is racing a sport?
No.
But there are forces that are working upon you when you're in a race car.
Like gravity? I mean,
centrifugal force, I think, is the actual thing.
I mean, like, if that makes a sport, then we're all athletes right now because gravity is acting on us at this moment.
I almost want to go back to the athleticism, though, because I feel like we said that hunting is definitely a sport.
Yeah, it is.
But there's no athleticism that goes into that.
How? Okay, yeah, explain that to me. How is there no athleticism in hunting?
It's skill. It's just like shooting a gun at a computer.
I mean, you just shoot
a gun.
You're
working
at
a device.
I mean, you shoot a gun, but you also have to, you know, like
walk
all right, so,
to
all right.
the thing. And yeah, I don't like. Yeah, I mean,
you
I
have
guess
to shower a deer pee.
if you count walking as athleticism.
Hey, they do have. Wait, do they have like power walking in the Olympics?
Everyone walks except for invalids, man.
Yeah.
Did you just use the term invalids? All right.
Sorry.
All right, 1840s British author.
He's got the melancholy.
Invalids.
Okay, no. But why do you think that hunting is? Why do you think it's athletically driven?
All right, so maybe we're like thinking of hunting in like two different ways. Because like when I think of hunting,
using a knife,
I'm thinking. Well, yeah, at the end when you got to, you know, put it out of its misery. But when I think of hunting, I think of, like, even if it's, like, as a competition, I think of, like, people in the wilderness, like, tracking things, like, actually, like, doing the work to hunt something down. And that, to me, like, does take athleticism. Or, like, maybe, like, a lower degree of athleticism, but you certainly have to be, like, in some kind of shape to do it.
I mean, yeah, if you're, like, talking about, like... Like
bow hunting,
like
or
people
like that.
Who are
actually bow hunting is a good example.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about like sort of undeveloped places that
okay. So when I say hunting, I mean like hunting for pure sport, not hunting so you can eat tomorrow.
Okay. Well, when I think about hunting, I think about sitting up in a deer stand for
right.
fucking 8 hours and then shooting a deer if you see one.
All right, yeah, that's fair, because both of our depictions of hunting are correct, because that's how it is.
Damn it, it's a one sport, but it's not a game. Like, it's weird to say that hunting is a game.
Yeah,
but it kind of is for the person hunting if they're not doing it to eat.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a competition.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who are you competing against?
I mean, other hunters, like, who can kill the biggest thing, or...
But what if there's no other... What if you're just by yourself?
In that case, still a sport, because of the reasons I already mentioned, because you have to... Like, dude, you have to be in some kind of shape to...
No, you
I
don't.
Mean, if they're doing it the way you depicted it, just,
yes.
like, the only activity you have is to, like, walk to a fucking, I don't know, little tower... and then just sit there and wait for the deer to come at you like fish in a barrel, then yeah, I agree with you. That's not a sport. But if you are a person who is like actively going out there and tracking down a specific animal and moving through the wilderness in order to get to this one thing, then I would consider that a sport because that requires athleticism.
I don't think it does, though. Like, I actually know of a person that goes, like, big game hunting in other countries.
Nice. Is his name Joe Rogan?
No.
Oh.
But,
does he do what I... Wait. How does he do it? Does he do it the way I said or the way you said it?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's probably a mixture of both. It's not sitting around and waiting for something, but right. It's not like you probably have somebody else tracking it, but then okay. You shoot it.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
I also don't see the competition. Like, I don't really feel like that's a huge part of it. Also, there's no spectators. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, there are spectators.
I mean, maybe for, like, fishing.
Yeah, you do have to cast the line.
But
what?
I mean, no.
Is that part of the athleticism that you're trying to
make? I'm thinking of, like, the spectator aspect of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could maybe see somebody being entertained by people fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you could probably see that in a competition sense as well, but definitely not in an athletic sense. I mean, unless they're trying to reel in a fucking tuna by themselves, which would be outrageous, man. And maybe, I mean, yeah, maybe you could make that argument. But that's pretty specific.
Well, clearly you've never been cat fisting.
You know what? I mean, okay, no, I would maybe say that's something.
No, I don't want to go down that road
either.
You
don't want to go into noodling?
Cat fisting. Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
it's noodling. I just call it cat fisting.
I mean, it is. You're just fisting their mouths.
You're just making your finger look like a worm.
You're like, I'm going to stick my hand in this dark hole in a lake and hope the thing that bites my finger is a catfish.
This is a good idea.
Oh, it was an alligator snapping turtle.
It was an anaconda.
Oops.
Oh, where's my arm?
I would have seen somebody go to the Amazon and be like, we're going to do some noodling.
Let's do some noodling.
What's that?
So, sports versus games. You know what? I'm going to go back to my previous point and just be like, let's just take the word games out of it.
Okay.
Something... Every competition can be a sport, but not all competition is a sport. And the only reason I say that is because, all right, so a competition can be anything to where you have two sides competing over something and you don't know what the outcome is going to be. So that's a competition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't require like any, but if a competition can be a sport as well, then it has to be the thing that I mentioned earlier, like the outcome has to be unknown, it has to be two entities, you know, going against each other. Mm-hmm. On the third one, there has to be some level of athleticism involved in whatever you're doing.
Yeah, but see, I'm still hung up on the hunting thing.
It requires athleticism at
sitting at a deer stand. Huh? Requires athleticism?
That method of hunting does not require athleticism.
I mean, hunting is more than is a sport and sort of a game. Because bow hunting is a sport.
Yeah.
You'd say that's a sport.
Yeah, you might say that's a sport.
But yeah, if you're in the deer stand just waiting with your rifle, it's like, I'm not going to call like the ice fishing a sport.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there like in a hole just waiting for something to bite. You're waiting for some dumb fish.
And NASCAR isn't a sport.
Ah, but I guess there's athleticism in NASCAR.
No.
Imagine if you put an old man...
It's a waste of time.
...in a sports car.
I mean, is there any athleticism in bow hunting?
Dude, like, have you ever tried to, like, draw back one of those things?
I have.
It's heavy. Like, it's hard.
It's absolutely hard.
But
I mean, that's not saying that I can't do it.
I mean, well, yeah, but at the same time...
It's not like a huge barrier of entry.
Well, All right, so that's a fair point, but at the same time, like,
it seems like more skill.
I mean, it takes skill, both. Like, I guess, to aim it and, you know, hit a target, but at the same time, it's what Cody said, it's both. Like, I don't know, like, if a barrier of entry, like, is something that we should consider. I mean, like, there's no barrier or entry. There's not a real high barrier of entry for me to, you know, pick up a basketball and start playing basketball.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's, like, a lot of aspects going into that. Like, you couldn't guard an elite player.
Yeah, could.
But, I mean, I can definitely whoop
LeBron James' ass.
Like, the thing is, like, okay.
I hope he heard that, too.
Like, a bow pull is, like, what, 50 pounds?
I think, yeah, that, yeah, it can be around that.
So, I mean, lifting 50 pounds is not, like, that high of a barrier.
Lifting 50 pounds with one arm.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's. I mean, honest. If you think that that's a huge barrier, then that's fine. I don't think so. I think that plenty of people could do that, and I think that that would more revolve around skill.
It does, but a lot of people play sports in general, like any of the major sports you can play, like Little League, and then middle school basketball.
It's
like,
both. You have to have both. Both are involved in sports. Skill and athleticism.
But, I mean, you're talking about pulling a bowstring back.
Yeah. It's like, it's the littlest amount of work. But, okay. Yeah, because I guess that's not the part that really determines. Athleticism isn't like, how well, it's not how well you can pull the bowstring back. Well, it's also like how composed you are, and then like your judgment, and then hand-eye coordination.
Those seem like skill things, though.
Yeah, because I'd say the word is coordination.
Yeah.
It's how coordinated you are.
Matt,
I don't know.
Is golf
a sport?
I'm on the fence
now.
I mean, okay, my big thing with all of this is that if we're putting athleticism into the definition of sport or not.
My thing is that
I think that there are sports that don't require that. And I have no problem calling them sports.
Mm-hmm. Every sport requires athleticism. If it's not, then it's just the competition.
I mean, that's the other thing is like golf. Yeah, like you said, like golf. Is it? Wait, I don't remember which one of you said golf.
Yeah, I said golf.
Okay, you said golf. I mean, yes, it would be a competition. I think it would be a sport too, probably.
Well, that's one of those where it's like if you could pull the bowstring harder, then you'd shoot it better. But that's not how like bow hunting works. But with golf, like, if you can coordinate your body and then use enough force in just the right way, the farther you can make the ball. So there is like a actual outcome that's variable depending on how well coordinated you can be and how athletic you can be.
I only say golf is a sport because I know for a fact most of those professional like golf athletes work out a lot. Like Tiger Woods, I know that he works out a lot, and Rory McIlroy, was that his name? Rory McDonald? Rory McIlroy?
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy. I know that dude works out a lot in order to improve, and everything, all of his workouts are geared towards, like, they're very specific things to make him a better golfer. Mm-hmm. And, like, all of his athleticism is geared toward making him a better golfer. Not to say that the only thing required to be good at golf is athleticism. It does take, you know, a lot of coordination and everything that's already been said.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot, a lot of it is like probably short game.
Mm.
But you have to, I mean, you definitely have to be able to bean that fucking ball.
Hmm.
Just right, too. Well, yeah. Actually, describing it, maybe golf is kind of like one of the purest combination of skill and athleticism. Because it is, there's like direct proportion thing to force, but the thing that's so fucking annoying about golf, playing it, is how like specific you have to be. Otherwise, the ball, like, because you can hit it extremely strong, and then it's just not going to do what you want it to do because you did not move your body right for that force to like translate into the ball in the first place.
Even talking about golf is boring. Jesus Christ.
There
was just an incredible tone shift in the entire show. It's the minute one of us said golf. Well, admittedly, me. Jesus Christ.
We introduced a fourth category for the sport versus game. Has it been on ESPN or one of the many ESPN channels?
Oh, man.
Dude, that...
What up, cornhole?
I was going to say, that can't be a metric at all, because they're just trying to make money off of anything possible.
But that's part of sports, though. It's like something's called a sport so it can make money.
Ugh, no, I don't believe that.
Well, okay, think of it this way.
I refuse to believe that.
When... I forgot his name, but the story is NBA was created by a teacher and like, was it a psych ward or was it, it was a school, it was like a gym class where he just had a basket.
Robert then, Naismith.
Yeah, and then he was just like, I just invented a game.
James Naismith?
Yeah.
James Naismith. And then at some point it's like teams develop and then it was a sport. But before it was a sport, it was just a game that somebody made up.
It wasn't at a school. It was at a YMCA.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was peach baskets. And so when you made one in, you had to get a ladder, go up there, and get it out.
Games are slow.
Yeah. Eventually someone's like, what if we pop the bottom out of that sucker and it just fell through. Oh man, that's a good idea.
I don't imagine somebody said it out loud. They just went and then just got a box cutter and they just walked up it and just cut out the bottom of it.
All right, well, gentlemen, closing thoughts on this.
I don't think it matters.
Don't even know where we are.
You know, it's honestly, it's just like, it's whatever you want it to be at a certain point. Because I think sometimes it's moved around sometimes to make money,
mm-hmm.
like as a spectator part with esports. I had another point. I forgot what it was. Oh, no, my brain.
I think, I'm going to jump back into the hunting thing.
This is really bothering you.
I mean, it bothers me because you are so adamant that that is athleticism. And I...
It's the pinnacle, the original athletes.
And I am certain that I could go out there and hunt.
You are an athlete.
I am the furthest thing from athletic that there is.
I mean, if you went out there and did it the way you described...
Even the way that you're describing.
Yeah, if you did it my way, yeah, that requires athleticism. You're an athlete.
Some people hunt boars with spears, and I don't mean like getting food. I mean like literally just
say it once again.
I mean,
it's people do that just to hunt boars, though.
And that's maybe fair. I mean, we're talking about like primitive cultures.
No, I know somebody who was like, "Let's go hunt deer." Yeah, the way you do it is three people, and then they have spears, and then they just find the boar, and they go. And then poke him.
Oh.
But like in a deadly way.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Matt.
Yeah.
Checkmate.
But yeah, I still don't know if that requires athleticism.
No,
though.
And I'm with Matt on this because the majority of hunting, I think, is just find a place to wait, get some deer scent or whatever you're hunting to make it come to you. And then when you see it, you shoot it. And then you take it home and you skin it.
Pop it on your wall.
Yeah.
I mean, even like big game hunting, I think, like,
when you say
fucking,
you track
an elephant and then riddle it full of bullets.
I was gonna say, anytime I hear the term big game hunting, I just think about these organizations in places where I guess big game live, like elephants and tigers and shit like that.
Yeah.
There are these organizations or I guess these reserves that basically they get the weakest or oldest of those animals and they allow them to be hunted because they offer rich people the privilege of hunting. Well, offer rich people the opportunity to hunt down those animals and kill them, and then they use the money that they paid to go hunting to put towards like preservation efforts, like to keep all these other animals alive or something like that.
Also, poachers do that. But the instead of the money going to like a good thing, it just goes into their pockets. It
goes into their pockets, yeah. But yeah, so when you said big game, I just thought about that picture of some lady who had just killed a giraffe or something like that.
Yeah.
She had the neck draped around her shoulders.
Yeah, and you and like you immediately knew that like this woman, like she didn't hunt this thing down. Like she got carted out on she got carted out in the van. And then someone was just like, hey, you see that over there with the long neck? All you.
That's such a weird...
All you.
Like, I get... Like, I'm fine with hunting. If you want to shoot something and get some food from it, or in terms of, like, population control, if, say, there's too much of one animal and it's messing up the ecosystem, then sure, hunt. But the parts where you're like...
Cody, are you saying we should hunt human beings?
No.
Ms. Yeah, Cody. Swift. I mean...
You've made my proposal into a modest one.
Look at Cody with the literature references.
That's the easiest one. Something, something, babies, food.
But seriously, Cody, I mean, you're suggesting that we should hunt people, and I could not be more disgusted yet intrigued by
it. No, I was going to say, why would you want to go kill a weird majestic animal in a different country?
Clearly, Cody.
I mean, I clearly understand why you would kill a human, but I'm saying a giraffe.
Clearly, Cody has a murderous rage in him.
You're trying to trick me. Oh. So you have this on record.
That desires the blood of other humans.
You're not going to get me to say it out loud.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
I don't really have any closing thoughts on this other than what I've been saying the whole time, which is. All sports are competitions, but not all competitions are sports.
Yeah. I have one more closing thought.
All right.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's a taco.
Fuck you.
Is a Subway sandwich a hot dog?
All right. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
And thank you for listening, guys. Sorry we had to end on that. Coding.
All I'm not sorry.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. Thanks for stopping by.